We are on Daf Reshut Tes, the middle of Hechel Shabbos, Shin Samach Gimel. Dinim Mavi Belechi, the halachas of a Mavi, of an alleyway, Belechi, and the side post, but Lamed Vav Sif Men, there's 36 paragraphs. Sif Aleph. Mokim Sheyesh Le Sholosh Mechitzes, a place that has three walls. Also, Chacham Lot Haltaboy, the sages said it's forbidden to carry in it. Actually, also, Shom Tikkun Previs, until you do some type of remedy by the fourth one. Says Mishbur Sivkat and Aleph, Mokam Shish Le Shosh Machitz is a place that has three partitions. Hainuku and Mobi. For example, Ali Wisha Pasuch Le Ruch Revius is open on the fourth side. A Chatzar or a courtyard, Chenifritz Echad Mixolav, that one of the walls are breached. Ubein Shapasuch Le Carmelas, or Lushas Ram, whether it's open to a Carmelas or to Rushas Ram, Sivkat and Bez, Ozachacham Lotaltaboy. The sage is forbidden to carry in it. Shir Arba Amos, the measurement of Dalar Amos. But Tam Bisnis Shah Saru, that they made it forbidden. The Kimin Shir Ruch Revius Pesuch Legamri, since the fourth side is totally open. Daimik Tesla Shus Ram, it's a little bit similar to the Rushas Ram. Be not to present, if we permit such a case, you will tell the Gam Shus Ram, they might come to carry also in Rushas Ram. But I'm a Be'alocha in the Bermaskal Osru. Siv Beis, Chatzah Shenevet Bimiluoy, a quarter that's totally breached. Ad Eser Amos, up until an area of 10 Amos. Nitra Bepas Rochab Arba Tfachim, so up until 10 Amos. So then that's permitted with a board that's 4 Tfachim wide. Shemidenu Mitzad Echad Bamakma Parat, so you put it on one side in the place that is breached, which is the Dershu 4 brings the picture. As you see, it's totally open, but it's up until 10 Amos, so a board of 4 Tfachim wide is going to be sufficient. And if he wants to remedy it with something that's on the two sides of the opening, so it's enough with two boards that each one is just a minute amount because it's two boards. But then same thing is in the Shtarim Hem Kaisel Rabbi, if you have remaining the fourth wall, if it's built four tefachim in one area, or remains from the two sides, tefach mekan, tefach mekan, tefach on either side, that's also enough. This all of it has a height of 10 tefachim. And even if the breach does not have four tefachim, even as we continue to the 438 Shuhuba Malui, since it's totally open, so Tikkun has to have some remedy, until it's less than three tefachim. If the breach has more than 10 amas, even if it's not totally breached, then you have to remedy it with a door frame at what we call Tzuris HaPesach.
So Mechaber said a courtyard that was shenifretz, that breached, ritzlemu, it means to say lamakam asla, into an area that's prohibited to it. Sivkat hei bimilui, in its entirety, meaning klemer, in other words, the kolak, so the whole wall was broken down. Sivkat and vav. So ad eser amis, until 10 amis, va'ad b'chal, including 10 amis. After ba'am l'kamelon, though in general we hold, din mifretz ha'kois l'eser amis, that if the wall breached 10 amis, nechshav apirtzik ha'pesach, the breach is considered as an opening. Hocho, here, shokol ha'kois l'nechshav, it's missing the whole wall, l'nuchel l'achshav zeh ha'mokal l'pesach, you can't consider this area as an opening. So, what it is permitted is, with a board that's four tefachim wide, that you put on one side of where the breach is. Now, if you want to do it on two sides of the breach, then it's enough with just taking two boards, one on either side, that's even just a minute amount. Same thing is, if let's say it remains from the fourth wall built a measurement of four tefachim, sivkat zayim, b'makam echad, in one area, hainu, that is b'roish ha'kaisel, by the end of the wall, which is shayat zinayis beis, because if not, then you would say, asavrida ha'giz and ha'giz mabatli, you would have the airspace on either side come along and nullify it. Sivkatan Chas. Or we said, if let's say it remains from the two sides, that you have Tefach Mekan B'chulu, you have a Tefach from here and a Tefach from over here. So lav davka tefach, that's not necessarily a hand breadth. It'll die b'shnei mashehuim. It's enough with really just two, whatever the size is. Or cannot like we mentioned b'mamid pasul like a tchila when you're initially making boards. Kumash kos b'seis like it's written b'seis. I'm be'alach and the maskel tefach. Where he says this and on this idea, sivkat and tes. Now this is all b'goy basar tefach. If these boards have a height of 10 tefach, ain't tzarich shiyah shava b'goy b'lashar k'salim. It doesn't have to have the height equal to be in height of the other walls. However, the pachas was a less than 10 tefachim in love shem mechitza klal, does not have a name of a partition at all. Sivkat and yud. And even if you don't have in the breach four tefachim, but kimin shu b'meluah, but since it's totally breached, so hi b'meluah, he says this, that it says totally lav dafka, it's not necessarily dafka, in the shtayim ha'kaz, even if it remains from the wall, shnayim ha'shleish tefachim, two or three hand breaths, kol shu mid, like parts, anything that's a minority regarding the breached area, tzarech tikkun. Needs a remedy. If the closed area is a majority, because I come on regarding that, we hold the rubik kula, the majority is like all of it. And it's like it's closed. And even though it doesn't contain four tefachim, anything that's a little bit more than the breach, then sagi, well, that will be sufficient. So it needs to be remedied, even if it's just four tefachim, until it has less than three tefachim, which the Dishur 10 points out that this halacha regarding chatzar, but by mavi, the Shulchan Aruch brings later on sif chavches two shitas. When the opening of the mavi is not four tefachim wide, do you have to make up their remedy, or you don't have to until you have the width of the pesach less than four tefachim? So it says the Mishmur Pirush, in other words, Yisak in the pits of Mikzas, that you should remedy the breach a little bit. Leishtar el pachas mishleish, that it shouldn't remain only less than three tevachim. The Asna b'kalav, but then it's like sealed. Because you know, the more so meputz alahoy el pachas mishleish, that if the breach was not but less than three, the insaf shem tikkun tem, said, yeah, then you wouldn't need any remedy for that reason. Which Ashar Tzinoi's dot says, and this is all, even if the breach is memrubalam, more than the closed year, because it's a big rule that lobit is kisasim dami, it's like it's sealed, and it doesn't make a difference. It's like all closed. Sivkot Nyud Beis. Now, if the breach has more than 10 amos, then afil in b'meluah, then even if it's not the whole thing, you would have to be misakin with its rutsa pesa. So, ha'ilish and labdafka, this wording is not precise. The afil in b'meluah laparas, even if the close is more than the open, gamkinas, it's also problematic. The ke'ilu nifritz kolokos adamar, because it's as if the whole wall is breached. Now, if it's rutsa pesa hani, a door frame is effective. I feel like it should be b'meluah even when it's in totality. Which the Sharatin Zayin says, and all the more so when it was only just parts moved by Lo'imit. And even according to the Rambam, that's brought in Shin Zav B'Sav Yud, also it's effective, the way the Rebbe Magid proves over there from this Sav Mav and Mefulish, that it helps the Torah Sapesach, because Davka, when it was parts like this, from the four sides, but on one or two sides, then it is effective. And even though in Beis in this Simon writes, that according to the Rambam, we mentioned it doesn't help Torah Sapesach when the parts are moved by Lo'imit, from the fact that it does not quote this in the Shulchan Aruch, sounds like that he retracted from this because of the writer of Rebbe Magid, and therefore he left it out, as is brought from the Sefer Beis Meir. Yeah, Locha. In Dibre Maschel Asr Chacham, so Mechaba said in Sefalf, a place that has three mechitzas, Chacham said it's forbidden to carry it until you do some remedy on the fourth one. Now, regarding if it's called Rishus Yechem in a Torah to be mechayev the one who throws from inside of it to Rishus Rabbim, so Machlik is in this regarding in between the Bishayim. According to the Rambam Perek Yudal, it's not called Rishus Yechem in a Torah only when there's four mechitzas or at least three whole mechitzas and a lechi on the fourth wall, then it's considered, which is considered like a mechitzah, and that's how it's obvious in Shidz Rabbin Chananel. But however, according to most Paiskim, Rashi, Taisis, Raibu, the Raj, Rajbu, Ritva, three mechitzas or two mechitzas with a lechi is a Rishus Yechem Natar. And you should know that there's no nafkmin according to this opinion if the two mechitzas were like a gam, like an L shaped bracket, or that the two mechitzas were one opposite the other. That's also considered Rishus Yechem Natar because since it also has a lechi. However, if the Rishus Ram goes between the mechitzas, it's obvious from the Gemara Shabbos Avavim Abez that according to everyone, it would not help regarding this lechi to make an Rishus Yechem because you have Rab and Baikin, you have the public walking between the mechitzas. Look at Erev Nafyud Beis, Taisis. That it sounds like l'chayr opposite from our words, but the Gordon of Kivego already wonders on their words in the Zahagoyas from that Sugil Shabbos that we mentioned. And he says that's how I found the Ritva. In the name of the Taisis themselves, that the wording Eim Arv Mishus Ram like this sounds like even the Reis is not effective. So you should also know that there are some of the Rishayim that make some type of achra between the Shitas, as wrote in the Taz, that where the Mavi or the Chatzar is open to Rosh Hashanah, since sometimes the public pushes and they go inside that area, so it doesn't have in that Torah name Rosh Hashanah. And that resolves the Sugya of Chol Gagas, that's how the Dali Mabez, that's Mulchuk of the Lachar explicitly, that whenever it's one wall is breached from the courtyard that's near Rosh Hashanah, if you throw inside from to the Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be potter, because that's a different type of a case when it's open to Rosh Hashanah. It's enough with two boards of minute amount on two sides, and even though it's literally like a lechi, we call it like a pas, because in the ratio when we say pas rachav bar tefachim, that's not a lechi, that's like a board. So here, even though it's a mashu, which is what a lechi is, we'll call it a pas. The maslo tefach mekan. So he said, look at Mishbusib Kotn Ches, which he referenced to be Allah here, which is Lav Davka Tefach, like we mentioned before. And even though the Nedach HaMeshi writes that when it remains, is when it's remaining from a breach, it's worse than when you originally put up boards initially, that size, as we've written Tosaf Yud in the second answer. However, Ladina, it would seem like the way the Bisuzer writes in like the first Tosaf Yud of the Tosaf Yud, that Lav Davka is the Gemara saying Shnei Tfachim. It's enough for two Mashus, and that's in the Rambam Perek Tzvav. It's explicitly that it remains, it's enough for two Mashus, and that's what Ritfar writes, and that's what they found in Pirish Rabbeinu Chananel, and that's what Eli Rab writes, and then the Rashba. And for sure, we don't reject all these Gedalim because of the words of Tosaf, and Refrat the Tosaf himself, and the first Tosaf agrees Ladina like all those other Gedalim, and that's how the Eli Rab comes Ladina like the way he wrote. It says afterwards, I found Nishma Sadin that he also agrees like this Maker Adin, and he brings that Tosaf in Rashi explicitly. However, like Ketchila, the Pinachai Adin, that is appropriate to be Machmer regarding this, like the Shulchan Aruch, he says, if not in the pressing situation. The Masal Kivin Shibu Meluai, since it's totally open, Magavam writes, it's possible that it's talking that the Chatzar is wide in the middle, and the end it's narrow, that you don't have in the whole Miluim over there a Reichav of a Bar Tfachim. But if the whole chatzar is less than a dal tefachim, it says, then you don't need a remedy. That's his words. It says, the Belacha, according to Muhammad understanding, his words are appropriate la'alacha regarding this, because the words of the Rashi in his Chiddush of Ibn Abi Malav is like this. The Ravid, he quotes the Ravid, that writes that it seems to me that when do the Tanoi disagree with Rabbi Oli, if a Mavi that's less than four tefachim needs a tikkun. For example, if the Mavi is wide from the inside and it narrows as it goes until the opening is less than four tefachim. But if the wall was narrower than the four tefachim, everyone agrees it's a makam patra and you don't need anything at all. So the Rashba near in the Varb, it appears what he's saying is correct. That's how Ritfar writes it with the name of Raibid, and he agrees also to his words. But that's the case according to this. The whole Chiddush of Avoli that is made by Mabed that's less than four tefachim is not only by Mabed that's wide in total, and it's just that it narrows near the Pesach. So what we're learning to know that even over here, the Chacham did not require any tikkun. According to this, the Gemara asks on Shmuel from this teaching of Avoli, and the Gemara answers Avoli by Mavoi, but by Chatzar and Machmer, even by less than four, it's Mesavah that we're not Machmer, Chatzar only in the case that Avoli was talking about the Mabed, that is where the whole thing is wide, just at the end it narrows. And regarding this, we're Machmer by Chatzar because at least in the whole thing, there has a share of Dal Tvachim. But where the whole thing does not have Vor Tvachim, there's no logic to be stringent. Where the Rabbi writes regarding the Mavai, there's no one that disagrees to be Machmer regarding such a case that when there's no Dal Tvachim, it's a Makam Tur. And so too, you could say regarding Chatzah that it's not possible to be stringent in such a case which a Makam Tur. And this is the Makam writes, that is what he himself writes over there in Sifkan Chavtes. There's Tuma where the opening is narrow, but inside it's very wide. And what he means over there is to the words of Rashban Rabbi that we mentioned before, because whereas the inner width if was equal to the opening, and even if with the three tefachim, you don't need anything, even according to the first opinion. The Achrayim don't understand very well the words of Magen Avraham there, but they're masik in him, and that he's like missing a complete sugya. Says, I found in Tayyid Shabbos, Machat Shekel, Pimagon, that they write. To explain his words, like the way we said, it's just that they didn't say the words of the Rashban Ritva, and therefore they didn't like nail it in like that. So he said afterwards, he says, I found the Sibir Bismay that he agrees also to the words of Magid Bram for the reason of the Rashban Ritva that we said, and he writes also that for nothing that Darchon Mamasik and the Magid Bram, look later on, Zevuchachas, he says, and what we write over there. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number two. Mishmur had said, if we're going to come to permit such a case that we're told, Machatzah Shnevetz Bimaluay, it might come to carry also Nishos Ram. Another reason, Rabbi Yonis in the Ervin, in the beginning of Ervin, writes, so that you don't come to carry from Nishos Ram to inside that area, because since it's totally breached Nishos Ram and it's equal to it, people are going to say that the Mavah has Allah of Nishos Ram, and therefore they come to regard some type of a hacker, a recognition to separate from Nishos Ram. Dishra number three. So the Baralach had said that there's no nafkam according to this opinion if the two mechitzas, which makes it into Rishos Ram Deraisa, is like a gam, L-shaped bracket. Chasnish writes that if the mechitzas are made like a gam, and you make a lechi near one of the walls, it does not make the whole square of the area Rishos Yachad, as the Dershah brings the picture. The whole square does not become Rishos Yachad. And even if the area of the diagonal that's between the two mechitzas, if you go on the hypotenuse diagonal, it's not Rishos Yachad, only the area that's opposite the lechi in the straight line, this edition brings a picture, like if the lechi is like sticking into the width a little bit, you take that straight down the length, that's it. He also writes that this, that the area that's between the two mechitzas, like a gam, is not considered Rishos Yachad Natayra, that's when the two mechitzas are near each other in the shear of a diagonal of a square. In other words, that they're a 90-degree angle. But if, let's say, they're closer than that, as the Dershah brings the picture, let's say a 45-degree angle, then they're like three mechitzas min ha-Torah, even not a lechi, because since they're closed more than just two sides, it's closed on three sides. Now then, elsewhere he writes that if you make the two mechitzas like a gam, like this L shape, and you make a lechi, it's possible, it's considered Rishos Yachad between the mechitzas at a diagonal, and even if the two mechitzas are far from the other, more than a diagonal, more than 9 degrees of a square, as the Dershah brings a picture, let's say is 120 degrees. But it's dafka if it's possible to square between them an area of 4x4 tefachim. Now, according to what we'll see later on in the name of the Chaznish, that the shear of it, of dividing the mechitzas of the oirich from the mechitzas of the reichim, the length from the width, is less than the shear of a telemus lakid, that when it gathers dalet amos from a height of 10 tefachim. Also, here it needs that the mechitzas of the width should go up from the line of the mechitzah of the oirich. In the share of telemus lakad, he adds on that so too an area that's surrounded with mechitzas in the tzura of an eagle of a circle, whether it's the hekev is a half a circle, or whether it's a part of the circle, is considered a three mechitzas. And he mentioned tzarchin regarding all this. Now regarding an area that's three mechitzas that's considered a shushechem natayr, he writes that if the walls that are from north and from south are diagonal going outward in a way that in the extent of four amas of the mechitzah of tzafen, it does not fence in from east to west a share of yud tzvachim, which is like this halach of telemus lakid, like the disha brings a picture. See, because it's going dalet amas, but it's not moving. It's only went to the other direction nine tzvachim. So that's not considered as mechitzas, and you don't have the area between them to be considered as rishus yachid, but it remains with a tzarchim. For word in the Chazon Ish, but it sounds like that Ustabi Halacha was not intending that it should be that the whole square that's opposite the Lechi should be Rishus Yachad, only at a diagonal. And some to this we find the Gemara Sukkot of Zayin regarding a Tefach that Yemaimit Keneged Reish Tor that only permits by Alachsen, as you see in the Marsha over there. Issue number. Number 7. The Mishnah Berurah is going Chatzah Shnafritz B'Meluoy. So the Mishnah Berurah said it's breached L'Makam Asula. Now, if it's breached L'Makam Tur, for example, let's say it's breached the Mechitzis of a roof that's 10 Tvachim high from the ground of Rosh Hashanah, and it's breached to the airspace of Rosh Hashanah above 10 Tfachim, which is Makam Tur, Shuvas Avnezer writes that according to the Eben Ezer, you don't have to make any remedy. According to Shulchan Aruch Rav, you have to make a remedy. Dusha number 8. Shartin had said, in Sifkat and Beis, on the words of the Mechaber, but the same thing is if you have remaining in the fourth wall that's built like a share of Dal Tfachim in one area. So he said that's by Roisha Kaisel, because if not, you have also read the Hagiz Hagiz Mabatale. Now, if the board is wider than the breached area, Chaznish writes that the halacha is equal regarding this to the halacha of a lechi. What he means to say is that regarding lechi, the Shulchan Aruch passing later on Sevav, that it has to be within three tefachim near the wall. Mishabur brings it with the Machlis HaPaisim regarding the reasoning. Is it because if not, Asa Avira, because then the airspace on either side of the board will nullify, or because if not, then the mechitzah is possible because of the lacha mechitzah shagdom baikama, because goats could get through. Now, if kamina between the reasons, the Magen Ram writes, is in a way that the lechi is wider than the makam of the pirtza, and therefore it could be permit from the lacha of meruba, where according to the first reasoning it would be effective, according to the second reason it would not be effective. According to Chazon Ish, also by pas would depend this halacha on that machalik is a paiske. Dish number 9, the halacha had brought that still a kachil that the pinachayonim is to be machmir, even though most rishonim hold that it doesn't have to be tefach mikan. But Nishma Sadam says that, as we see the wording of the Mechaber, is that it should be a tefach, that if the wall falls and remains from it a little bit from the two sides, has to remain at least a tefach on every side to permit it from the lach of pasen. Now, if he actively breaks down the wall with his hands and he retains from it intentionally for the purpose of a pas, the Das tell you the Marsham is not sure if that's considered you made l'shem pas and difference in avodah mashu, or has a lach like nishtayer, like it remains, which then, yeah, like we're saying from the chayodim, like a tchila, then it would have to be a tafach. Dusha number 11. Be'alacha wrote that if the whole chatz is less than four tvachim, then you don't have to do any tikkun. Chaznish writes that dafka, according to those who hold Shulchan Aruch and Shemem Hesef Yotes, that there is a makom tor in the Karmelis. But according to those who hold over there, there's no makom tor in the Karmelis, whether you say Matzah Minas Mina, and then the area itself, that tor becomes the Karmelis itself, as Mishbur, but there brings, that's how the Chayim are inclined, l'halacha. If that's the case, then if the Chatzah is open to a Karmelis, so then it has a lacha like a Karmelis. It's possible that even it won't even help a tikkun. He has in the, according to this, in our times, that we don't have Rosh Ram, one should not be lenient regarding this. But he writes that according to what the Be'alach himself is inclined to with the Mas'al Yesh, like the opinion of those who are lenient, that there is a Mokum Torah in the Karmelis, then you could be lenient regarding this. Or even the Be'alach, but he's Mekel only, B'Shas Tzach, only in a pressing situation.